We continue Bezrat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot Masechet Eruvin. We are in Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. We're in the midst of discussing the placement of Eruvei Tchumin when it comes to a two-day Yom Tov, such as Yom Tov followed by Shabbat or the like. The next three Mishnayot from our Mishnah here, from Mishnah Zayin, is going to discuss the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, which is unique in that it lasts 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael. And so the Mishnah begins as follows. Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah, Shehaya Yare Shema Titaber. If before Rosh Hashanah one was concerned that the month of Elul is going to be extended, which means that the month of Elul is going to last for 30 days, and therefore Rosh Hashanah will be observed for 2 days. And so we're going to have here a two-day Yom Tov, and one needs to travel in a different direction on each day. So what does he do? Where does he place the Eruv? Me'arev adam shene Eruvin ve'omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, a person makes two Eruvim, one on the east and one to the west. And he says the following, Eruvi barishon la'mizrach u'basheni la'ma'arav. My Eruv for the first day of the Yom Tov shall be the one that's to the east, and my Eruv for the second day shall be the one that's to the west. Or he could say the other way around, Barishon Amarav Ubasheni Lamizrach. My Eruv on the first day should be the one that's to the west, and my Eruv for the second day should be the one that's to the east. Now, let's say if he wants to travel on only one of the days, so he can put out one Eruv, and he says, Eruvi Barishon, my Eruv shall be for the first day. Ubasheni kibneiri, on the second day I shall be like the people in my city who did not make Eruv. Or he can say, Eruvi basheni ubarishon kibneiri. My Eruv shall be valid for the second day. And for the first day I'll be like the people in my city. Velo hodu lo chachamim. Now, you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two independent days of Kedusha, and therefore a person can establish a separate Shvita, a separate residence for each one. But Chachamim did not agree with him. The Chachamim held that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Arichta, Yoma Arichta. It's all one single continuous day, continuous period of Kedusha, and therefore the residence for one day has to be the same as the other. So therefore you're not able to make a Eruv place in one direction Eruv on the first day, and then Eruv on the second direction on the second day. Both days are one unit, according to Chachamim, and therefore the Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda. And as the Baal Tenura brings down, the halacha is like Chachamim regarding the 2 days of Yom Tov, that they are considered one day. However, regarding all other 2 days of different Yamim Tovim, of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot, they are considered two separate units, two separate days of Kedusha, and in that case, they would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that you can place a separate Eruv for each day separately. Now, in the Mishnah that follows here, in Mishnah Ched, the Mishnah is going to teach us that this machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim does not only apply to what we just spoke about, to Eruvei Tchumim, but there are other halachic matters that this applies to, such as, this Mishnah will talk about, the Isur Midrabanan, the prohibition Midrabanan against separating Truma and Maaser from produce on Shabbat and Yom Tov. So let's see. Ve'od amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said further, Matne Adam al Kalkala beYom Tov Rishon ve'ochlah basheni. A person can make a condition about a basket of produce, which is tevel, that has no tumot u'masot were removed from it. He can make a condition about that basket of produce on the first day of Yom Tov, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, let's say, and eat it on the second day, which means he can, on the first day of Yom Tov, he can designate a portion of the tevel, of the produce, he can designate a portion of it as truma on the first day, and he can say like this, If today is an ordinary day, so the food that I'm separating should be truma. But if today is Yom Tov, then nothing shall take effect, because midrabanan on Yom Tov, you're not supposed to take off trumot u'masot. And then what does he do? On the next day he says, if today is an ordinary day, So then, that means yesterday was Yom Tov, right? So the food that I separated yesterday should become Tuma now. But if today is Yom Tov, then it already became Tuma yesterday. So now, after making this double statement, which he completes on the second day, he can now eat the rest of the food because the separation of Tumot Ma'asro definitely took effect by then. So separating Tuma in this way is permitted on Rosh Hashanah because the food became Tuma on whichever day that was not Yom Tov. So you could eat it, you didn't violate the Halacha Midrabanan. And another case, this case involves the Isur Midrabanan of eating on Yom Tov an egg that was laid, that was born that day. V'chen betza shenolda barishon te'achel basheni. Similarly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that both days of Rosh Hashanah are two separate kedushot, two separate periods of kedusha, two separate days. So an egg that was nolda barishon, that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, can be eaten on the second day. See, because an egg that is laid on Yom Tov is forbidden to be eaten only on that day of Yom Tov, because it's mukzeh on that day. So therefore, if the first day was Yom Tov, and that's when the egg was born, the egg could be eaten on the second day, because since that day is not Yom Tov. And if the second day is Yom Tov, so the egg was not forbidden in the first place, since the day on which it was laid was not Yom Tov at all. So these halachot that Rabbi Yehuda is saying is based on the premise that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are observed only because of doubt. We don't know which day is considered Yom Tov, either day or the other day is Yom Tov. And therefore Chachamim argued, ולא הודו לו Chachamim. The Chachamim did not agree with him in these halachot because they hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are first of all considered one single long period of Kedusha, as we said before, and therefore separating Truma and Rosh Hashanah would be prohibited even in the way that Rabbi Yehuda described, because both days are considered Yom Tov. So you wouldn't be able to make a Tanai and say, if today is Yom Tov and tomorrow's not, then what I'm saying right now should not be considered like I'm taking off Tumot. And then he says the same thing on the next day. Well, that will not help according to Chachamim, because both days are Kadosh. And also, a Bitzah Shenolda on the first day, an egg that was laid on the first day, does not become permitted on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because it's still considered Yom Tov. It only becomes permitted at the end of the second day, because the second day itself is a continuation of the first. And that's why, ve'lo hodu lo chachamim. Chachamim do not agree with him in both of these halachot. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.